Proclamation number 3599 of 11th of November, 1945. Divine order. Disorder. Chaos, human will. And it is divine law that in the course of time of a redemption epoch everything develops upwards until the last stage, which the spiritual embodies as a human being. Consequently, in all preliminary stages there can be no disorder, no chaos and no destruction due to divine will, but everything unfolds in irregularity, both the coming into being and the passing away as the works of creation as such as well as the activity of the living beings on earth, which have not yet reached the last stage where the being can act in free will and therefore also disregard divine law, which, however, always means disorder, chaos and disintegration. But as soon as the divine law is circumvented, as soon as the divine order is overturned, an ascent development is switched off. And that is why the embodiment as a human being is often a standstill or decline of the upward development, because now no longer the will of God but the will of the human being himself is determining. Yet the human being's free will also belongs to divine law, for the lack of freedom of the human will would also be a deficiency at the same time which would overturn divine order. If there is chaos on earth, if there is decay, then human will has always been active and caused it. Such chaos can never be regarded as God's work, because all destruction interrupts the spiritual's course of development in the previous stages. It is different, however, when the destruction of divine creations is the result of natural disasters, i.e., the result of a process which is not set in motion by human beings but which takes place completely independently of human will. Then these destructions are not to be regarded spiritually as destructions but as a transformation and renewal of creations which again serve the spiritual for upward development. Before the eyes of man it is indeed a work of destruction but it also has its reason in the will of man, i.e., that the spiritual standstill of man's decline makes such a process necessary in order to change the will of them. What God does is always based on His love and never contradicts divine order, yet if people too obviously overturn this order God comes up trumps by proving to them the weakness of their own will, which cannot stop what God sends upon people. The purpose of His seeming work of destruction is that the human being adapts to the divine order again, that he learns to recognize that only that which takes place in divine lawfulness and is followed by the human being is good, and that every act of contravention prevents upward development, thus life as a human being remains unsuccessful as a result. Only that which moves in divine order ascends, and therefore God's law must inevitably be fulfilled, the human being must adapt himself to it, heed it and thus fully and completely insert himself into the law of order, and that of his own free will. Then he will also ascend upwards, and at the end of his life on earth he can leave his form in order to enter the spiritual kingdom as a free, powerful spiritual being, because he has fully subordinated himself to divine law and this now signifies an activity in the spiritual kingdom in godlike will. An activity in love and bliss. Amen.